Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we tear through a stack of sources, extract the key nuggets, and deliver knowledge that instantly makes you well-informed. We are focusing today on a major pivot point in the digital world. It's about how user interaction with products is evolving, yet again, pushing past the traditional website and even the siloed mobile app.
It really is the biggest shift since the App Store launched, arguably. We are diving into the recent major update from OpenAI, announced on October 6, 2025. We're talking about the formal launch of ChatGPT apps. If you thought generative AI was just for, you know, summarizing documents, well, buckle up.
And that's our core mission for this deep dive, to unpack the mechanics of these integrated apps, and crucially, what this means both for you, the person just trying to get something done quickly, and for every business competing for visibility in this new conversational space.
The scale is really the story here. This isn't just a new feature. It's an entirely new interface, a powerful new service channel, placing major brands and their full functionality directly inside the platform.
And that platform.
We need to remember that this platform already boasts an astonishing 700 million weekly active users.
But wait, let's pause that for a second. 700 million.
700 million weekly active users.
To put that into perspective for you listening, that's approaching the scale of some of the largest social media platforms. But this platform is purely focused on utility and, you know, execution, that massive distribution. That's the foundational reason every company on the planet is now looking at this.
Absolutely. That scale changes the calculus for every digital strategy overnight.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with what this actually looks like when you, the user, open the chat window. What exactly is a ChatGPT app?
Essentially, ChatGPT apps allow third-party services to be built and run entirely inside the conversational interface.
Okay.
The old process was what? Search, click a link, leave the chat, navigate a whole separate site, maybe download an app.
Sure, a lot of steps.
Now, you interact with major services conversationally without ever leaving that primary conversation thread. The AI facilitates the entire thing.
That's the crucial benefit. Performing complex tasks without ever leaving the conversation. It's the ultimate removal of friction. It makes the transaction feel like just another sentence in the dialogue.
And this is not limited to boutique services, you know, small startups. The initial list of major brands already integrated proves how serious this shift is.
What we're talking about.
We're talking about Booking, Canva, Coursera, Expedia, Figma, Spotify, and Zillow. These are massive transaction-heavy platforms.
Wow. I mean, that lineup alone is a market signal. Can you walk us through a specific example from the sources? I think seeing it in action makes it click.
Yeah, let's use travel booking. A user might tell ChatGPT, find me a 4-star hotel in Paris for the last week of August for 2 adults, and oh, it must have parking.
A pretty typical complex query.
Right. The booking app immediately integrates. It leverages the entire art. Booking.com, ecosystem dash prices, photos, specific amenities, ratings, all of it. And it delivers customized accommodation results directly within the chat window, ready for you to pick and pay.
So it's not generating links to Booking. It's actually using Booking's functionality right there in the chat. That's a huge psychological shift.
Precisely. And the versatility is what makes it so powerful. It goes far beyond a simple search. The sources really emphasize that this unlocks sophisticated personalization product recommendations, seamless in-chat transactions, and profoundly enhanced customer support.
So if I'm researching a new graphic design concept, I don't have to launch the Canva app. I can literally just tell ChatGPT, design a banner for my podcast with a blue gradient and bold font saying deep dive, and the Canva app just takes over inside the chat.
It takes over the visual design process, exactly right.
Yeah.
The AI interprets that conversational query and then seamlessly hands off the execution to the integrated service app.
That's amazing for the user, but it sounds like a technological headache for the developers. How did they actually engineer this conversation bridge? Let's pivot to the how.
Well, the technical foundation relies on something new called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. Think of the MCP as the Universal Instruction Manual, or maybe like the Rosetta Stone, that allows ChatGPT to communicate securely and efficiently with external systems, like Spotify's server or Zillow's database. It's an open source standard.
So the MCP is the standardized translator. That's the key technical nugget that enables all of this.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here and what makes the experience so seamless is that the MCP allows developers to provide not just data, but also a custom user interface.
A UI, so not just text.
Not just text, simple graphical elements within the ChatGPT window. This means they can create tailored components like specific drop-down menus or image galleries that guide the conversation but still feel totally native.
I see. So it moves us past pure text into interactive, actionable components that respect the conversational flow.
Yes, and there's a sophisticated layer of connectivity here. Thanks to direct back-end integration, the sources confirm that existing customers can now log in, unlock premium features, or access personalized account functionality like seeing your specific playlists on Spotify right within the ChatGPT session.
So it recognizes you.
It recognizes you and treats you like a logged-in user immediately.
Here's where we should apply the framework we used for mobile. We should think of ChatGPT not just as a chatbot, but as a new digital platform. You know, much like iOS or Android, requiring developers to follow a strict set of design and communication guidelines. It feels that fundamental.
That analogy holds up perfectly, and it's critical to understand the technical separation here. I do want to clarify a point that came up in the source's FAQs. It's the difference between an MCP server and a ChatGPT app.
Okay, lay out the distinction for anyone listening who might be juggling these new terms.
An MCP server is the required bridge. It's the program that runs on the business's side. It allows their legacy systems and APIs to talk using that standardized MCP protocol.
Got it. The server is on the company's end.
Right. The ChatGPT app, on the other hand, is the full user-facing experience, the UI and the interaction flow, that's built by the third party and actually runs inside the ChatGPT environment.
I see. So the MCP server is always running on the business's infrastructure, pulling data. And the app is the sleek conversational layer running on OpenAI's side that the user actually sees.
Exactly. You need the server to power the app. It's the engine that handles the complexity.
That level of customization must require serious investment. So let's move from the technical to the commercial side. What is the compelling argument for businesses who already have perfectly good websites and apps to sink significant time and money into this? What's the massive business opportunity here?
The answer boils down to meeting evolving consumer expectations and, well, the necessity of staying ahead of the AI curve. AI is already reshaping customer behavior at a wild rate. The sources identify three major commercial benefits, starting with consumer demand.
Which is substantial, I recall.
It is, and the number is striking. Get this. Nearly 60% of consumers already report they have used AI to help them shop or research a purchase.
60% already.
Already. So if your service isn't available when nearly two-thirds of the population is starting their journey, you're simply missing out on the primary traffic source. Early adoption here offers a crucial competitive edge.
And since the interaction is entirely conversational, the experience itself must be designed to convert. It's all about ultra-high personalization, right?
That is the second massive benefit. ChatGPT uses its generative AI to interpret those subtle, complex conversational queries and infer the user's real intent. This level of guided purchasing behavior is incredibly lucrative. The sources point out that fast-growing companies, the market leaders, drive 40% more of their revenue from personalization than their slower counterparts.
Wait, 40% more revenue? That's not incremental. That's existential. Having that personalization natively built into the AI interaction layer is a game changer for conversion rates.
It changes the entire revenue model. And the final benefit addresses visibility, cross-platform potential. Developing a ChatGPT app complements existing solutions. It doesn't replace them.
So you keep your website, you keep your mobile app.
Exactly. Companies still benefit from traditional organic search, but they significantly increase their visibility in the rapidly growing AI engines as well. This increased recognition leads directly to higher conversions across every channel.
Okay, so it's a new high-traffic distribution channel where the user experience is dramatically better. Let's make this concrete. I want to highlight the power of this with some specific use cases. Let's start with healthcare, which seems perfectly positioned for this kind of frictionless automation.
Healthcare offers incredible convenience through AI health assistants. Imagine integrating AI medical appointment booking. The user could just ask the chat, "I need to schedule an office visit with Dr. Smith for my annual physical." The app then uses the hospital's backend to confirm the booking for, say, May 21st at 9:30 a.m., and then automatically places it directly on the user's personal calendar.
That is powerful. No more logging into a separate portal just to find a free slot.
And it goes beyond scheduling. The sources note these assistants can also provide secure access to the healthcare portal. Patients can review past visits, update personal info, access medical records, all from that one convenient interface inside ChatGPT.
Truly seamless. Okay, what about real estate, a sector that thrives on database interaction?
This is a perfect example of interacting with a company's database like Zillow's or Redfin's using natural language. Through an AI real estate search, a user doesn't have to fill out filters. They just tell the chatbot, find apartments for sale in Brooklyn under $800 with two bedrooms.
And boom.
And boom. The app immediately delivers matching options directly within the chat window, complete with images, prices, floor plan info.
That's almost unsettlingly efficient. We've spent decades teaching users how to refine keyword searches and filter listings. Now we just delegate the entire request to the AI. That has to change the entire SEO strategy for those large listing sites.
It forces a shift from optimizing for keywords to optimizing for natural language intent. And finally, let's look at customer support, which is where many companies will see the quickest return on investment.
How does this dramatically streamline support?
It's all about contextual automation. The source has highlighted the Alaska Airlines example. If a user reports a canceled flight, the app doesn't just route them to an FAQ page.
Right.
It uses the flight information and the user's profile to automatically provide immediate contextual options to either rebook or get a refund.
So the AI knows who you are, what your issue is, and immediately presents the two most likely solutions. That frees up human teams for those higher value, non-routine interactions.
Exactly. The low-hanging fruit of customer service just disappears entirely into the app layer.
So if companies are convinced by the 40% revenue boost and the 700 million users, what is the path forward right now? ChatGPT is expected to begin accepting app submissions soon, but there's no official date. What are the risks if they decide to wait and see?
The risk of waiting is massive.
Yeah.
Reduced visibility, missed revenue, and the potential for market leaders to define the conversational experience before you even get started. Preparation has to begin now.
And the sources lay out two primary preparatory routes, right?
They do. The first is strategic, AI consulting. Companies need help identifying high-impact use cases, the highest-value transactions they can move into the chat, and evaluating their existing tech to see where the NCP bridge can be best integrated.
And the second route is just building that bridge itself.
Precisely. Starting immediately to build the MCP server. This acts as that required technical bridge between their existing back-end services and ChatGPT. It's an immediately useful solution. But, and we have to stress this, it's a serious undertaking. The sources indicate that the timeline to build an MCP server and a full app can range anywhere between 200 and 2,000 hours.
Wow, 2,000 hours. That range confirms this is a heavy investment of time and resources. If a company commits, what are the specific design standards required? I imagine OpenAI doesn't want Booking.com plastering their corporate colors all over the chat window.
You're exactly right. Since we established ChatGPT as acting like a platform, integration is key. Developers must use system palettes for things like text, icons, and dividers to match ChatGPT's style. The brand can't just slap its custom red everywhere. The whole point is that it must feel like part of the seamless flow.
And that includes fonts.
Yes. They must inherit system fonts and sizing for all text. And there are stringent accessibility requirements. Apps have to meet WCAG AA standards.
So contrast, alt text, text resizing.
All of it. Functionality and consistency override unique visual identity.
That makes perfect sense. The moment the interface feels jarring, you break the conversational trust. Finally, this shift isn't likely limited to just OpenAI, is it?
No, if we connect this to the broader competitive landscape, while ChatGPT is leading the charge right now, the sources clearly state we should expect to see other major AI platforms, like Claude, introduce similar app ecosystems very soon. This shift toward in-chat services is not proprietary. It's the inevitable evolution of the digital service experience.
This deep dive shows that ChatGPT apps represent a core, fundamental shift in digital interaction. Early movers secure that competitive edge and get access to a market of 700 million weekly users, but the price of admission is serious development time. Recapping, the foundational importance of building that MCP server cannot be overstated for companies looking to integrate.
Knowledge is most valuable when understood and applied, and the application here is integrating your legacy systems into this conversational future before your competitors do.
So what does this all mean? Given the strict requirement for apps to use system palettes, typography, and consistent layout to integrate seamlessly into the conversational interface, does the rise of this new platform signal the beginning of the end for custom brand interface design as we currently know it, prioritizing seamless utilitarian conversation over unique visual identity? Something to mull over as you begin planning your company's next digital strategy.